Rosh Hashanah, chapter 1, Mishnah 6. Maisa, there was an incident, She'avru Yosef me'arbam zog, where more than 40 pairs of witnesses were passing by, the Ikvan Rabbi Akiva Balud, and Rabbi Akiva, the great sage, he withheld them in the city of Lud. He told them, "Why you don't need to go up to Jerusalem to say testimony, because there are other people who are saying testimony, who are surely going to be saying testimony, and so therefore it's not necessary for you to go up." And Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel sent a message to him, saying, "Ma'akev ata es harabim," that if you continue to withhold the public from coming to say testimony, nimtseisa machshilon la'asud lavo, you will in the end create a stumbling block in regards to the sanctifying the new moon. In other words, what he was trying to tell him was that you're going to be discouraging people from coming, because the second you tell someone not to come, even if there's a legitimate reason, the next time they'll say, "Oh, it's probably not so important for me to come." And in fact, we follow Rabbi Gamliel's ruling, and therefore, under all conditions, we always support a witnesses who saw the new moon to go up, no matter how many people they're traveling up with, where they can assume that there are definitely enough witnesses. We tell them still to go up to Jerusalem and testify. Mishnah 7. Avu b'no, a father and a son, Shiro'u es HaChodesh, who saw the new moon, Yelechu, they should go up to Jerusalem. The reason why the Mishnah tells this to us is because in general, Judaism always determines testimony based on two witnesses. One of the conditions regarding the two witnesses is that they cannot be related to each other. If they are related to each other, then they disqualify as a pair of witnesses. So here the Mishnah is telling us that a father and son should still go up. Why? Lo shemitztarfin zeh im zeh. It's not that they can join together to create a pair of witnesses, being that they're relatives. Ella only shem yipasol echad mehen. Let's say in the testimony, one of them is cross-examined, as is always done, as to exactly where the moon was, and he was found not to be a proper witness, for whatever reason it may be. Then Yitzdarf Hasheni, then the second, whoever that is, the father or the son, Yitzdarf Hasheni Amachar, can join with another gentleman that may have come up from another place to join together and become a new pair of witnesses to say the testimony. Rabbi Shimon says, Avo b'no v'chol hakrovin, a father and son, and all relatives, Kisheirin la'edos hachodesh. He says that actually, a father and son, or any two relatives, when it comes to the testimony regarding the moon, two relatives are kosher to form a pair of witnesses. And so this is an exception only for testimony regarding the new moon, where witnesses would be permitted to be relatives. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Maisa, there was an incident betuvia harofe, with Tuvia the doctor, Dr. Tuvia, Shira es HaChodesh b'Yerushalayim, he saw the new moon in Jerusalem, Hu v'no v'avdo m'shukrar, he saw it, his son saw it, and his servant who is now freed, meaning he was a free man. Generally, someone who is a servant cannot serve as a kosher witness. But now that he's freed, he would be able to. V'kiblo ha-kohanim oso v'espino. And the kohanim, the priests, they accepted the testimony from he and from his son. In other words, they accepted him and his son to be kosher witnesses. Ufaslu es avdo, but they disqualified his servant. Ukshebo lefnei bezdin, when they came before the actual court, Kiblu oso v'esavdo, the court accepted him and his servant to be a kosher pair of witnesses. Upaslo esbeno, but they disqualified his son from saying testimony. And this just shows different occurrences where we see how sometimes an incident where the court did not accept a father and a son to be a pair of witnesses.